Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
Well, we had this weeks ago, but we thank Moody's for joining the Tara Show, catching up, because the number is just as shocking the second time. Moody's Analytics coming out with actually a slightly higher number than I had. Chief economist Mark Zandi, Fox Business had it over the week. I mean, just the headline is shocking. High inflation is costing Americans an extra $1,000 a month. I told you that weeks ago. And I knew that because I read the reports from the Joint Congressional Economic Committee that puts all that stuff out. So they had it first. His is actually slightly higher. $1,069 extra a month. That is a payment on a car, a really nice car under Bidenflation, almost a mortgage payment for a lot of us. Just high inflation costs. You don't get anything extra for that. It's the same stuff you always bought. It just Bidenflation cost a lot more. $1,069 a month. That is crushing. That is an absolute blow aimed at the middle class. And Fox News, Fox Business has like just how it's gone up. It's just, it's incredible when you look at it. Okay, so they break it down this way. The typical U.S. household needed to pay $227 more a month in March to purchase the same goods and services than it did 1 year ago. Okay, so March to March, 1 year ago, it cost $227 more a month. Americans are now paying, Lee, on average, $784 more a month compared to the same time 2 years ago. And if you go back a full 3 years, when Biden took office and printed the American Rescue Act, the first trillion they printed, and then they would print several trillion more, print and borrow it, we are now paying $1,069 more a month compared to 3 years ago. That is for the average middle-class family of four. Or just the average family force. You're not middle class anymore. And I think this is what this has done is it's taken the middle class and adjusted them down to lower middle class, taken the lower middle class and made them poor. I cannot imagine the pain this has caused single mothers, single fathers, people who were already on the edge between middle, you know, lower middle class and poverty are definitely busted down into poverty as the Biden administration Lee gaslights us and tells us we should be grateful. He has done amazing things. We're just too stupid to understand. I think he's too stupid to understand the pain he has inflicted on the American people. They're turn it around.
I think they know exactly what they're doing.
Yeah, they
don't care.
They don't care.
It doesn't matter because only their narrative and their worldview is what matters. The impact it has on the average American is insignificant.
Yeah, and again, I just want to play it because I know we have new people coming in all the time who haven't heard it. This inflation was deliberate. The Democrats knew they personally caused it. They, not Trump, them. This is Jim Clyburn again, who was number two in Democrat leadership when the American Rescue Act passed. And he's talking a year later about that, the infrastructure plan, all of that is printed and borrowed money. It caused inflation. And he says, we meant to do this. We did this. Who's we? Democrats did it. They were in control of Congress at the time.
You start putting money out the way we did with the Rescue Act, are you going to fan inflation? It just... That I know. That's elementary.
Well, let me make it very clear. All of us are concerned about these rising costs, and all of us knew this would be the case when we put in place this recovery program. Anytime you put more money into the economy, prices tend to rise.
Again, Lee, who is all of us? Well, Trump was gone when they passed the American Rescue Act. It was passed 100% with Democrat votes. There were no Republican votes, zero Republican votes for it. They printed $1 trillion. They would do it two more times that year. They continue printing an extra $1 trillion in addition to budget almost every quarter now, which has given us the shocking result of $1 trillion almost in interest on the debt, which is what is causing. We don't have it, so we have to print it. When you print it, the value of a dollar goes down. When the value of a dollar goes down, American middle class take it on the chin. It is a sort of silent, massive tax increase so the Democrats can keep spending money. But again, when we did this, we is the Democrats. Lee, there's no Trump. Trump's out of office. There's no Republicans. They didn't have a single Republican vote. They did this, and he knows it. And now they just want to gaslight you and tell you you're not living through it. It's amazing.
I want to tell you, all the criticisms you hear of the Biden administration and Bidenomics are fake news.
Yeah. So, all right. So we got a liberal troll who's wandered in here. Welcome to the show. I know it hurt to hear your Democrat leader just admit they did this on purpose, but you're going to hear more of that because we live in reality here. Texture rates inflation isn't just in the USA. It is global. Please quit stating false economic facts. Tell me what false economic fact I just stated. I dare you. I bet you can't do it.
Yeah.
I'll follow up in the next segment. You can't do it. Tell me what was fake.
No one said that the inflation that is going on here was not happening elsewhere.
No, and there's a couple reasons for it. If you look up, for instance, Canada, they printed money too.
Yeah.
There's a lot of money printing that's going on in the UK, in Europe, in other places. But the other reason that we have that is because all of the money we are printing, it does not stay in our borders. It sloshes into the international economy. It degrades everything that trades on the SWIFT system. So yes, inflation is global. And in part, we cause that too with the grotesque amount of printing that the Democrats did. Again, and look, I don't want to be too hard on this person. A lot of people are wandering in now from social media as my show is streaming. They've never had real news. They don't know. They're still operating on Democrat talking points. When Donald Trump left office, he left historically low inflation behind. Should he have printed the money that he did during COVID? No. And we've been very open about that, but they printed right up to the point where you're going to have this kind of inflation, and they stopped. And the Democrats said, what the heck? We want to print some. So they did, and that's how we got here. It's just really frustrating, you know, given how poor they made the American people. And they know it, and they don't care. Like you said, they know it,
no,
and they don't care.
No.
Just, I want to get to something I just heard in your news, Lee. We're seeing that this is another lie by the Democrats. They funded 80,000 new IRS agents. It was clear they would go after the middle class. They lied and said, no, it's to go after the rich. And what does your news report say? They're going after the middle class. Oh, and then it was, it's only going to be middle class over 400,000. Well, now we're looking at, what'd you say, 63% of the audits are for people under 200,000? They can't. The Democrats are not going to squeeze dry the people who just did that $26 million fundraiser for Joe. They're not coming after them. They're coming after you. You can still afford a car, so you got more money to give. You can still buy clothes. You're still eating, right? Well, you got more money to give. Hand over the goose, and we'll take the pig too. That's where we are.
Yep.
American people got to figure this out. They got to figure out why they're poor, or they're going to be really poor when the Democrats are done with them. So I challenge that texter. Send me what did I just get? What fact did I just lay out that was wrong? I'm going to challenge you. You can't do it. I'll wait. It's not coming. They can't do it.
Yeah.
They can't do it. And look here, this is Cheryl Cassoni on Friday. Okay. It's Fox Business. What was the inflation rate in January of 2021, Donald Trump left office on the 20th of January, 2021. What was it, Cheryl?
Now, the reality is that inflation in January 2021 was 1.4% on a headline basis.
Okay. So we're looking at more than twice now. More than twice that. This is why you're poor.
Yeah, still.
Mm-hmm.
And it was well above that, you know, during the 2022, when it was like, 9%?
9%.
Yeah.
And people need to understand that's never gone away. That 9% is still there.
No, none of those prices have come down.
No.
All of this inflation is cumulative because none of this has come down. Prices have not decreased.
Mm-mm.
So each time that you hear you hear like a decrease in the rate or a decrease in the increase of inflation, the rate of inflation, but inflation is still happening. And so all of that is cumulative. It builds on the last quarter's inflation every single time.
So, yes. So it, as you have, you said, you put it really well once, Lee, it's like a rocket ship and it was going 500 miles an hour. And if it's if going up is bad and it's going 500 miles an hour is bad, well, now it's slowed down to 400 miles an hour.
Yeah.
It hasn't come down, though.
No, it's still going up.
Yeah. It's all still built in. It's just the acceleration of the pain is slightly slower. But again, Trump left us 1.4% inflation in a roaring economy. So especially in terms of real estate, people can't even buy houses now. So, it happens all over the world. Yeah, our money sloshes into the international economy. You print $1 trillion extra every quarter, it's gonna affect everybody. Trade does not stop at our borders. Yet, the Democrats are trying to figure out how to do that, but yet it does not stop at our borders. So really frustrating. A lot of great texts in here, Lee, on people just like trying to, like how they're trying to survive the Biden inflation. Texter writes, hey, Tira, I worked overtime last year to make up for inflation. I filed my taxes. The IRS penalized me for making too much. I had to pay $2,332 in taxes and was put on a voucher program, having to pay $600 a quarter ahead of time for hours I haven't worked. And our time has now been, part-time has now been cut back. I am getting screwed by the IRS. Roger, no, you're part of the plan to come after the middle class. Surely there's a few more dollars they can squeeze out of you.
Hey, I've got to write and mail off a four-figure check later today.
That is ridiculous.
Yes, it is. It's absolutely ridiculous.
Middle class guy.
In addition to what we've already been paying.
Well,
it's nuts.
American people can stop this whenever they want.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
So, happy tax day. Yes, taxes are due. A lot of procrastinating going around. The deadline to file your taxes is, of course, today. So, if you're doing them last minute, you're not alone. 43% of Americans say they spend more time avoiding doing their taxes than it would take to just get them out of the way. The average person spends 8 hours a year stressing out over it. And again, 43% of us will spend more time avoiding them than it would take to just buckle down and get them done. This is why I let my husband do the taxes. He and Crash are the same way. If given an assignment, any assignment, they start to twitch until it is finished. I'm not wired like that. No, I'm more like my daughter. We go right down to the wire. Well, we got 2 hours left. Takes 2.5 hours to do it. Yeah, give me another 15 minutes and I'll start. I'm a procrastinator. I am. It's bad. So it's good that my husband does the taxes, because if he had to watch me procrastinate, he would be twitching. So ours were done like months ago, but which I love. It's one of the things I love about him. I've got a son like that too. He is always trying to get me to help him with his school project. And I'll say, when's it done? And he'll get all evasive. When's it due? He'll get all evasive. You know, very soon. When's it due, son? 2 weeks? Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. We're not going to do it all tonight. No, come on, Mom. No, I can't do it tonight. I got to prep the show. No, I can't. Come on. No, we'll do a little. We'll do the first section, okay, to make you feel better? All right, but we're not doing it all tonight. I'm a bad influence. Maybe. I don't know. But we've never missed a deadline. We never have. So between the two of us, we compromise. But he's wired like his dad. So my taxes are done. No thanks to me. But the bill was just as painful because my husband always makes sure that I know we just got rocked by the federal government, which we always do. Speaking of getting rocked by the federal government, Chris Rock talking about what it's like to go to work and then realize you essentially work for the government. It's a classic on tax day.
I used to work making minimum wage, came up to about $200 a week, and then they would take out $50 in taxes. That's a lot of money if you only make $200 a week, man. That's like kicking Wednesday and Thursday and eat ass, okay? $50 a week in taxes, man. What do I get for my tax money? Get all the free street light in the world. Yeah, as far as I'm concerned, give everybody a candle and give my $50 back. I hate taxes. I hate checks. I hate the fact they put two amounts of money on your check. You know what I mean? It's like, this the money you bust your ass all week for, and this is what you're going to get. Social Security. They should ask you if you want to take that, huh? Yeah. A man should come to your job and say, dude, would you like us to save money for you when you get old? Nah, I want to spend it now. You don't get the money till you're like 65. Meanwhile, the average black man dies at like 42.
Yeah. You know, this could end any time. I would love to see us go to a tax, like a sales tax. Probably because I just don't buy a lot of stuff. I'm cheap. But no, it would be great if everybody could see the cost of government right there. And it depended on what, you know, what you spent your money on. That's really what needs to happen. But anyway, a lot of you frustrated. You see the text line right now. Yeah. Especially texter rates. I got let go at my job. So he sold his stock that I have. I had to pay $39,000 in taxes. Can't understand it. But if I don't, I have to pay penalties. But come over illegally and you get the world handed to you. Texter writes, hey, Tara, can you please do a public service announcement? On a four-lane highway, you don't have to stop for a bus on all four lanes. Texter writes, Tara, a convergence of destructions appears to be happening. Destruction of the financial system, the destruction of the energy sector, the destruction of social fabric through uncontrolled immigration, including blah, 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 and finally the destruction through World War. I call that satanic, and I'm a pragmatist. Look, I don't know what Biden's doing. I don't know what the aim of this administration is, but the goal clearly, I mean, long term, but the goal clearly was to get that first Iranian strike on Israel. Now, the good news about it, if you're wondering, that's their goal? I thought they supported Israel. No, they don't. Shocking Reuters article over the weekend came out, said that Biden's administration greenlit Iran hitting Israel, basically, as long as they limited the hit. That was not supposed to make it to be public. So Joe Biden on both sides of this war, which is incredible. And now this week you're going to watch as we fund both sides of the war. Yeah, they're going to dump a bunch of printed money on Israel. We don't have real money anymore. We spent it. And then I guarantee you that Joe Biden will continue allowing Iran to access the $16 billion he gave them in order to fund the other side of the war. So this is what we do now. Not fair. Hey, folks, if you can become the enemy in the United States of America, you have hit the jackpot, my friend, because we will pay you to go to war with us. We'll pay you to kill our troops. We'll pay you to hit our troops and give 130 of them catastrophic brain injuries, as Iran has done since this fall. We'll pay you for that. And once you do it, we will denounce it all day long, but the money will continue to flow, which is why Iran just hit Israel. Texter writes, oh, this is good. Tara, election day should be tomorrow, the day after tax day. Yeah, I know, really. Texter writes, Tara, the first time in 38 years we owe over $2,000 because of the way they changed the tax code. We normally get that as a refund. Another texter writes, where did this go? I sold my house and moved into an RV on some land. Another texter writes, freaking Biden comes out and says, yeah, we took over a terrible economy when I got into office. Yeah, no, that's not what happened. All right. We'll be right back. Well, if you're scraping to come up with the tax money, it might be because this is these are incredible numbers. And even more incredible is the fact that this comes from Moody's Analytics, Fox Business, Mark Zandi, normally one of their go-to liberal talking heads, $1,063 extra a month. That's what Bidenflation is costing the average U.S. citizen or average U.S. family of four. $1,063 extra a month. You don't get anything for that. You're just paying more for the same stuff. I'm sorry, it's 1,069, not 1,063. Headline, Fox Business, if you want to look it up. High inflation is costing Americans an extra $1,000 a month. High inflation costing Americans an extra $1,069 a month compared to 3 years ago. Folks, the question is, where will we be in 6 months? Where will we be in a year? And God forbid, where will we be if Joe Biden wins again? I don't know. I don't know. You got to think something's going to give here. And there's a small sign that something might give. I can't predict it, but might. That something is up. I'll let Fox News break the news about this Wall Street Journal poll. It's incredible. By the way, if you follow Wall Street Journal polls at all, it's been this way for years, that their pollster is very left-leaning. So Wall Street Journal polls are some of the worst in terms of favoring the Democrats with their outcome. So if this Wall Street Journal poll shows this level of hemorrhaging for the Democrats, it's worse. It's worse than what they're telling you. I'll let Harris Faulkner, Fox News, explain.
Why is President Biden losing black voter support? And why is the drop so precipitous and dire? The new poll shows a dramatic drop in his support among black voters. Take a look for yourself. 57% of black men prefer Biden, down from 87% in 2020.
Wow.
What has happened in that time? A Biden presidency. Support is also down 16% among black women, 20% among college-educated black voters, and 25% among non-college-educated black voters. Here's Democrat strategist James Carville. He's not happy.
I've been very vocal about this. It's horrifying. Our numbers among younger voters, particularly younger blacks, younger Latinos, we're not shedding them. They're leaving in the droves.
A new opinion piece titled Latino and Black Voters Could Elect Trump argues even a modest racial realignment would provide the margin of victory for Republicans in November.
Yeah, if they don't screw it up. So here's the general rule of thumb. Got to get 86% of the black vote to win. Democrats need at least 86% of the black vote to hold the coalition together. So when you are looking at getting 57% of the black male vote right now, 30 points down from what you actually did in 2020, that's a disaster. Black women are the single most dependable demographic for Democrats, period, bar none. And Donald Trump only got 6% of the black female vote in 2020. Right now, 11% are saying they're voting for Trump. If those numbers hold, a lot can change between now and November. That's going to give Democrats a heart attack. It's going to hurt. They're going to have to cheat a lot. I'm sorry. It's going to make it harder to win in the swing states. But with what they have going on today, see, this is where this is going to come down to the margins. What they have going on today, though, Trump's felony trial, we're seeing the best polling on that so far because, just even like 6-8 months ago, he was looking at losing 20%, 15 to 20% of his support if he is convicted of one of those 34 felonies. UK Daily Mail just pulled it. Their poll came out the best so far. They're polling Americans and said he would only lose 7% of his support. That's still devastating, though. And that's what they're hoping. They're hoping to get that felony conviction. And that trial starts today. So we're going to keep our eye on that. Texter rates. With shrinkflation, we are getting even less product for the same or higher price. Yeah. And look, Joe Biden wants you to believe that it's the evil corporation. The evil corporations are he is a victim, and they have raised their prices in order to gig you and steal your money. And that is why you're paying $1,069 extra a month. Okay, I got a question. All right, let's suppose that's true. Let's suppose it's not really all that money printing that they did. Let's suppose it's actually corporations sneaking around somehow, trying to raise the prices behind your back and blame the pandemic, blame the COVID. All right. Why didn't they do it under Trump? Why didn't they do it under Trump? We had 1.4% inflation the month Trump left office. It's 3.8 right now, depending on what measure you use, 3.5 or 3.8, went as high as 9. Why didn't they do it under Trump? And if they're not going to do it under Trump, then let's just bring Trump back, right? That's it. If it's the evil corporations and it's not all that money printing that they did.
You start putting money out the way we did with the Rescue Act, are you going to fan inflation? It just, that I know, that's elementary.
Yes, that's Jim Clyburn admitting when it wasn't election time, the Democrats did this on purpose. But let's pretend that didn't happen, okay? Let's pretend that it's the evil corporations. All right. Well, if the evil corporations only do this under Democrats, but not when Donald Trump is in charge, let's just put Donald Trump in charge and the evil corporations will stop, right? They'll just stop somehow or something. Things you have to believe if you're a Democrat. It would make my head explode. Texter rates. Tara, my wife and I owed the IRS an extra $2,300 this year on top of what we already paid. Not sure how, but that's especially hard when we're expecting our first baby this fall. Oh, well, that's wonderful, though. That's wonderful about the baby. Yeah, a lot of folks struggling, so don't feel like it's just you. Texter writes, the Dems won't impeach Biden. Now he is funding both sides of this conflict. Would the International Tribunal not want to charge him? I don't know. I don't know. Texter writes, my husband is a waiter. Our family vacation was taken by taxes, $5,000. Texter writes, the government confiscates what they want, prints what it wants, spends what it wants without citizen input or oversight. Do you see a problem? Yeah, it's just painful to know that, you know, you pay this, your money is going to Ukraine, but you're not allowed to have security on your own border. Texter writes, if it's shrinkflation, then why is a package of eggs still, 12, like 12 eggs? That was one of the few things. Like, eggs are expected to be sold as a dozen, I think. Have you seen the prices? Texter writes, Tara, the Joe Biden diet, spend the same amount of money and eat 50% less food. You're on it whether you want to be or not. Yeah, and unfortunately, I think this is going to make Americans even less healthy because now you're having to buy the cheaper food. The cheaper food is more processed. It's really bad for you, but you don't, you know, you can't afford the alternative. It's incredibly frustrating. It really is. Okay. Meanwhile, so much stuff going on. Want to focus today a whole bunch on what's going on with Biden funding both sides of the Iran-Israel conflict and also giving Iran the go-ahead to hit Israel this weekend. That came out from Reuters. That was shocking. But I want to tell you what's going on right here in the upstate because of maybe the immorality of Gen Z. The ripping out of self-checkout lines. Yep, we'll tell you where it's going on, and I'm going to tell you why. All that coming up. Here's a great date idea for this weekend. Do you like Heart? How about Cheap Trick? Well, Heart, the band, is bringing the Royal Flush Tour 2024 with special guest Cheap Trick to Bon Secours Wellness Arena this Saturday, April 20th. Call now for your chance to win a pair of tickets. 800-905-0989. We'll take the first caller. 800-905-0989. And, you know, you can also download the Ticketmaster app and buy the tickets. Again, that is going to be this Saturday, April 20th. It's the band Heart with special guest Cheap Trick at Bon Secours Wellness Arena. I looked, their last big hit, I Want You to Want Me, 1979. Wow. And they're still alive, still kicking, still playing. Joe, there you go. All right. Meanwhile, have you seen what's going on? It's a very interesting, to me, very interesting announcement this weekend about the closure. Here's how they put it. Greenville, South Carolina Walmart store set to remove part of the shopping experience. What part of the shopping experience? Oh, well, you know, customer demand. Really? What part of the shopping experience must be removed? Self-checkout. Weird. Alicia Enger, communications director for Walmart, said the store at 6134 Whitehorse Road will remove the self-checkout lanes and go to only traditional associate-staffed checkouts. Why are they doing this? Real random thing to be doing, right? Well, they say they listen to customer feedback. And suddenly the customers at the Whitehorse Road at Walmart want... They don't want self-checkout anymore. Suddenly. Yeah, okay. What's actually going on here, folks? That's a really nice way for them to put it, but they're not telling you the truth. Do you remember this article? Because to me, it was shocking. From LendingTree survey and from the New York Post about how Walmart and Walgreens and a lot of these big retailers are having to rip out the self-checkout line. Why? Because the immorality of Generation Z. One third of young shoppers admitted they shoplift while cashing out at self-checkout. But it's worse than that. Because, you know, I read that. The first time I read it, remember I was just blown away by this. No other generation steals at this level. My generation steals at 15%. It's actually 37%. It's a little higher. Admit they shoplift while cashing out at the self-check. Now, what is so incredible about this is I figured it'd be, well, by inflation prices, blah, blah, blah. That was not the main driver. That was not the main driver. The main driver was a hatred for corporate America, a hatred for capitalism, and a belief that you are setting the scales of justice right by stealing. Nearly half the Gen Z respondents who say they steal the most expensive item from their cart. Well, just 36% say they only lift necessities. So New York Post reporting that because of Gen Z, what have we been, like 20 years now of self-checkout? And it was done to save money because then you don't have to pay the cashier. Because of the immorality of Gen Z, we are having to rip out the self-checkout. Now, honestly, really, Whitehorse Road shoppers just don't want self-checkout anymore. But everybody else in upstate wants it, though. It's because they're getting robbed blind. They're getting robbed blind. The sentiments are indicative of a larger trend. And this idea that it's okay morally for me to steal. You know where this comes from? Summer of Love. Comes from Summer of Love. What were they told over and over and over again by the media? If you're mad, you can burn that guy's tire store down because that guy has a tire store. You don't have a tire store. And it's wrong if he has a business and you don't need the details of how hard he worked to build it. Anybody who has a retail outlet, if they have stuff in there you want, you don't have it, it's not yours, that's wrong. They shouldn't have it, and they shouldn't get to sell it to you. You should be able to steal it. I'm telling you, this is taking hold, and it's so bad they're having to rip out the self-checkout because of this generation. Oh, I'm going to have fun with this coming up.
Oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time, baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.